Hi. What's up? Not much. You? No, not really. What's tonight's homework? Math 7.8. And think reading for an hour. That's horrible. I hate reading for an hour. At least 30 minutes. You can lie. Yeah, but I don't lie to the teacher.
This is Katie Long. 4'6" or 7", 10 years old, glasses, and eyes as big as the moon. Pretty much an average fourth grader. Her room is simple. Toys all over the ground, a mirror with the sliding door, a single bed, desk in the corner, and two windows. The dresser is in the middle of the room, the side middle. Katie is currently obsessed with these little toys called Littlest Pet Shops, better known as LPS. And it isn't these things we will be focused on today. It's actually what she does with them. She plays with them like a normal kid would do, but she does this with a video camera recording her every move. She then posts it to a popular website called YouTube. YouTube is basically a place where you can upload videos and share them with anyone for other people around the world to watch. Katie learned to do this herself. I, Maggie Long, her older sister, did not teach her how to do this. When asked how she found out, Katie responds by saying, "I Googled how to." So my question is, are kids getting to be more independent with this freedom the internet gives them, or is it making kids more antisocial and addicted to games? Let's see what people have to say about crossing boundaries.
So, how did your YouTubing begin?
My YouTubing began by watching people's videos and using their ideas and combining them with my own.
How did you find out how to use YouTube?
I looked up Google how to upload videos on YouTube, and I just clicked a link.
So do you think using the internet has made you more independent?
Yes, I actually think it made me more independent because, well, if a friend needs to upload a video, I can just upload it for them if they don't have a YouTube account. Or if a friend doesn't have a camera and a YouTube account, I can just tape it and upload it for them. Also, if a teacher needs me to do a project, I can just research the topic.
So, why do you like to use YouTube and some other websites?
I like to use YouTube and some other websites because you can learn about like different topics and stuff, and you can get really updated around the world.
So, how will you keep updating your YouTube?
I would keep updating my YouTube account by either uploading new videos or just typing it and telling them.
So, do you plan on joining any other social networking sites when you get older?
In the future, I plan to get a Facebook or make my own website and try to get it popular.
How do you think YouTubing affected your life?
YouTube will affect my life by, seeing people's perspectives and watching the views go up as I get more popular. And it'll help me get more imaginative and artistic with my work.
And?
And, it will also, be really cool to be an actress and help me get leveled up with what I want to become when I'm older. I think that the abilities to use the internet gave me an advantage of learning more because, it kind of helped me to learn more about everything, and I'm learning about more Greek mythology on the internet, and it's just helping me learning a lot. And because I'm using YouTube a lot, and if I need to look up anything, I can just search on Google.
Obviously, Katie's very independent, but is this from the internet, or is it just what she learned as a 10-year-old? Do you think the internet distracts kids from learning?
I think it can in some cases, especially with social media or ESPN.com or that kind of thing. But it's much more of a plus than a minus.
What are your opinions about YouTubing and education?
There are probably ways to use YouTube to teach. I don't think it's really that different from other forms of video. So if there's a particular video that would be educational, it doesn't really matter whether it's on YouTube or somewhere else. But maybe the plus about YouTube is that students could submit videos if they wanted to. So there may be some way to use that for learning. But I haven't experienced that, and I'm not familiar with it.
And the minuses?
YouTube can be really distracting. Even in college classes, I've seen people looking at YouTube instead of paying attention to the instructor. So I think that's a minus if people don't have self-control. On the other hand, it can teach them to have self-control because then they kind of need it if they want to learn anything. I think sometimes the internet can be a distraction, but it's still useful in that students learn how to control what they're doing at any given time, and they learn the willpower to do their homework if they need to. But more importantly, the internet is a really powerful tool to allow kids to interact with the world outside of the classroom. They can even use applications and websites, etc., that are normally seen as a distraction, but they can use them in educational ways. For example, they can Skype or iChat with somebody who's an expert on a given topic, or they can use social media for their individualized learning plans. So there are many ways to use the internet, even the aspects of the internet that are seen as negative, you can use them in positive ways.
As you see, there are many different views on whether or not the internet and YouTube is helping or not helping kids learn. So, let's listen to another view. So, what are your views or opinions on the internet and how it affects kids' learning?
I think it's a bad thing, because, I mean, not everyone on the internet who's writing things on the internet have college degrees or know everything that they're talking about. So I think it's going to confuse kids if they're going to learn things from the internet. It could be helpful, but I don't think it's really, really helpful, because they don't really know what they're talking about.
What do you think, what are your opinions on YouTubing and how YouTubers are learning from the internet instead of, books from older schools? Our school has the internet and computers and YouTube available. So what do you think of that?
I think it causes boundaries at some point, because books are, they have facts and citations, so we really know what it's true. But in the internet, you can't trust every website that you can go to. So I think that crosses boundaries, because it crosses boundaries for education, because I think kids are also going to get distracted because they have other tabs to open and stuff. And YouTube could be really distracting, because they could just search for music rather than the information that they want to do. And there's also not a lot of educational stuff in YouTube that you can find.
As you see, different views can really affect how you learn. If you don't like using the internet for learning as a resource, then you can rely on books or other sources. If you are for using the internet to help you learn, then that boundary of learning is being crossed. The majority of people I interview on the side also said that they are for the internet being used as a learning tool. The educational boundary is constantly being crossed because of these views. Therefore, I feel it is best to say that crossing this boundary will have to be put in your own perspective.